Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress from the new year. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, your hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. My skin has once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity by taking multi-collagen. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their new year sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com, and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that gold is the best investment class for 2022. According to longtermtrends.net, gold has actually outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin for 2022. So what are you waiting for? Open a gold IRA or a silver RRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified RRA of $50,000. Can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. To get started, go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if your New Year resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting your New Year's resolution is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extra carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the New Year sales ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That's ketowithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description box down below and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, are widespread food shortages next? It looks like it. At any moment, it feels like it's going to hit the fan. Are you ready? Do you have at least 3 months worth of food stocked up? If not, go to preparewithx22.com. You'll find new, lower prices from My Patriot Supply. Plus, save $200 on a 3-month emergency food kit and get free shipping. This kit gives you breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. Enough food for one person for 3 solid months. It provides 2,000 calories a day to keep you well fed. Save $200 per kit when you stock up now. My Patriot Supply is on your side. They're charging less to help families more. Make sure to get one kit per person so you don't run out. Go to preparewithx22.com right now and save $200 per kit. Your kits will ship fast and free. With the world on the brink of chaos, don't take chances. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 2970, and today's date is January 11th, 2023, and the title of the episode is, It's Time to Unleash Trump's Plan to Destroy the Deep State, the Narrative Shift Trap. Let's get right into the economic collapse news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, the private West Central Bank, the World Economic Forum, their entire plan is completely failing. And you know what plan is actually going to succeed? It's Trump and the Patriots. And you could see they're already prepping and preparing to bring back manufacturing, bring back jobs to the United States. Remember, when Trump was in the White House during this period of time, he needed to show the people something very, very important. That everything that they've been telling us, the Obama administration, the Clinton administration, and all the rest, that, you know, this is the new normal. Get used to it. This is the way it's supposed to be. We're not going to have manufacturing. We can't bring it back. GDP is never, ever going to get better. Get used to the unemployment rate. Get used to high fuel prices. Get used to all these things. Well, Trump showed America, and I do believe this was very important. He showed America that it doesn't have to be this way. Everything that they're saying is completely fake, phony, and false. And I'm going to prove it to you. I'm not just going to use words, but I'm actually going to prove it to you. While I'm in the White House, and I'm talking about Trump, while he's in the White House, he's going to renegotiate manufacturing. He's going to bring back industry. He's going to place tariffs on China. He's going to make the country energy independent. He's going to make unemployment very, very low. He's going to make inflation very, very low, and he's going to show the people all of this can be done, and I'm still playing in the private West Central Bank illusionary economy. Now, he needed to do this because if he just explained it and he just told people, you really wouldn't believe it. Just like with his tax cuts, Trump needed to actually implement the tax cuts to prove to the people that the D's, the central bank and the fake news media, they were all wrong. That his tax cuts weren't going to help the wealthy. They were going to actually help the country. And that's what everyone saw. And that's what everyone is experiencing. Now we have the deep state players pushing their Great Reset, the Green New Deal. They're telling us that, hey, fuel prices, you know, we're going to blame it on this, that, and the other thing, but fuel prices are very high. Inflation is very high. Unemployment's going to start to tick up a lot worse than Trump. And it's going to get worse and worse as time goes on. The economy is going to completely fall apart. And I do believe the stock market is actually going to come down. Now people can see the difference between what Trump was doing and what they're doing. And it makes it a lot easier for people to understand what the Great Reset, what the Green New Deal plan is, what their agenda is. Because Trump right now and the Patriots, they're exposing this to every single person. And every step they make to try to push the country in this direction, it is going to fail. I mean, think about this. They came out and said, listen, gas stoves are terrible. We need to get rid of them. There are studies that show this. Now, everyone should be stepping back and thinking for a second, like, okay, who's making these studies? What is the study? Can it be reproduced? Is it a real study? Because I'm going to tell you, most of the things that we've been hearing over the past many, many years, when they come out with certain studies, especially with food, you have one industry that's trying to make chemicalized food and it's going up against natural food. So what do you got to do? You got to make up a study and say, hey, that natural food is bad. You know what's better? This chemicalized food. This is better for you. And this is what they do. So when we look at the gas stoves, what have we come to find out? Well, the study was partly funded by RMI, a group that seeks to accelerate the clean energy transition, and co-authored by RMI's carbon-free buildings team that aims to retrofit buildings with electric appliances in 20 states. I wonder who's going to profit from this. Really think about that for a second. The study was also co-authored by Rewiring America research associate Taylor Gruenwald, a research associate at Rewiring America, a nonprofit that is committed to electrifying everything in communities across America, according to its website. Now, the study, which states the stoves account for 12.7% of childhood asthma cases in the U.S., was funded by these groups. Now, the author of the studies declared that there were no conflicts of interest associated with their research. Really? So you have these groups that want to electrify everything, and they're going up against a gas-powered stove. Really think about that for a second. So the study was produced using meta-analysis, in which researchers gathered independent studies that documented the effects of gas cooking on children and used statistical methods to combine the results of previous research. The authors indicate that there were about 357 indoor air quality studies that could have been included in their analysis, but only referenced about 27 and did not identify all the studies they selected. This reminds me of the Lancet report when they came out and they used meta-analysis and statistical information from around the world, and they used this to create this report in The Lancet to say that hydroxychloroquine scars the heart. And then real scientists came out and said, okay, let's reproduce this. Let's take a look at this, and let's reproduce what you have, because something doesn't make sense here, because the drug has been around for many, many years. Hey, almost like the gas-powered stoves. So let's see if this holds up. And you know what they found? It was fabricated. It was fake. Now, what do you think is going to happen? The scientists now are going to come out and say, okay, this is really bad. Let's take a look at it. Let's see your study. Let's see the statistical information. Let's start to reproduce this. And you know what they're going to find out? It's all fake, phony, and false once again. What do you think they're going to come out? Actually, you know what? They should take their entire push and their entire research center, and maybe they should start using it for vaccines. But you know what else we come to find out? And Rising Serpent put this out and said, oh my God, the company that wrote the article being used to ban gas stoves is a World Economic Forum partner. That should tell you everything you need to know, because they're trying to push the Green New Deal. And this is exactly what they do, and it's going to fail in the end. Joel Engel on Twitter put this out and said, banish gas stoves. I've been through countless power outages thanks to earthquakes, floods, fires, and wind. Not once has there been a gas outage. Nick Searcy responded to this and said, this is the point. They want to be able to control everything in your house. And that is the point. That's what they really want to do. It's all about control. And they're coming up with fake studies. Remember, they're going to push out fake information about inflation, about the economy completely imploding on itself, and they're going to actually blame it on someone else. Then they're going to say, we have a solution for this. You know, we can fight this inflation. We can actually bring the economy back. And all you have to do is take everything that you have and put it into central bank. Actually, we'll just do it for you. And that's what they're going to do. They're going to try to use this event to try to push us into the central bank digital currency. But without a scary event, without a collapse of the system, they just can't do it. Can you imagine if they just came out and said, listen, by the way, everyone, today we're going to just switch everyone from what you have today into the central bank digital currency. How many people would go along with this? They wouldn't. Just like with COVID, without the scare event, how many people would get the vaccine? Nobody would. So they're going to do the same thing with the economy. They're going to try to use the scare event. And once again, Trump with the Patriots, they're going to use this scare event to their benefit. Because if the central bank, the World Economic Forum, is trying to push us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal, and they're coming up with this scare event, this is why the Fed is actually raising rates, not to control inflation. Don't get that confused. Because if you look at the currency and you look at the devaluation of the currency over many, many years, you can see the currency is worth absolutely nothing. They've just been masking it by shoving things out of this country, putting you on payment plans, putting you on credit, and this is how they keep the illusion alive. But once again, the central bank is going to be creating this crisis. Trump, the Patriots, they're going to use this crisis to their benefit. And yes, I know the House is pushing a bill that's going to ban the 87,000 IRS agents and abolish IRS and actually get rid of the income tax. But remember, all of those were created because of what happened back in 1913. Yes, this sounds great. Yes, it would be incredible if it happened. But we need to go to the source of the problem. We need to go to the private Western central bank system, which was created back in 1913, 1970. We came off the gold standard and we went full fiat. That is the source. It's almost like with the pandemic. What was the source? The source was the testing. The source was the fake testing and the fake statistical numbers. That is what created the pandemic. Yes, there was a virus, but if there wasn't that, no one would even know there was something going on. You would just cure yourself from your immune system. And it's the same thing with the central bank. Yes, everything that we're seeing is because of the central bank. The IRS was created. Why? Because of the central bank. The agents that they need to go to collect the money is because of the central bank. Remember, if you really think about it and you step back for a second, you look at the IRS and you look at the central bank is the mafia loan shark where they loan the money, the people, the money. They need the muscle to go after these people. Don't you see this? Those people that are loan sharks, they need the muscle to collect. What happens if you don't pay? Well, in the olden days, what did they do? They broke your arm. They beat you until you got the message. Today, because of laws that they put into place, they said, okay, you can't be beaten anymore. We can't break your legs. So you know what we'll do? We'll put you in jail instead. We'll give you a chance, but if you don't do it, and actually, we'll penalize you because we'll just add interest on this. And if you don't pay up, what we're going to do is we're going to throw you in jail. So basically, this is the modern day loan sharking. That's what all of this is. But we can see that the new House, the Patriots that are coming in, they are beginning the process of bringing everything back to the United States. Now, remember, for those people who think like, okay, let's bring everything back, it should happen in a day. Well, how long did it take to take everything from this country and move it outside of this country? Do you think it can be brought back in a day, a week, a month, a year? No, it's going to take time. And this is why certain things need to be in place to prepare for that moment. And this is why we can see there are certain things on the table and McCarthy is actually mentioning it. Now, the first thing he's saying is that the House will not just pass another omnibus spending bill, and the House will pass its appropriation bills and then, as a backup, send over a continuing resolution that contains some spending cuts. And he wants to work with the Republican Senate and hopefully the D's in the Senate. But once again, there's going to be a battle here. But look what else the House is going to do. They're setting up other committees. Now, there's a committee called the Strategic Competition Between the United States and the Chinese Communist Party, and is aimed at increasing the United States' competitiveness with China. The new Select Committee on China will focus on bringing back jobs to America, securing our intellectual property, protecting our farmland, and more. The committee will be composed of 16 members who will investigate the economic, technological, and security progress of the Chinese Communist Party. And this needs to be done. We need to set up mechanisms where we can start bringing back jobs, bringing back manufacturing, bringing back industry. And like we said in the very beginning of this report, when Trump was in the White House, he showed the American people this can be done. If you go back to the time before the central bank, the founding fathers wanted to fund government. It was supposed to be a very, very tiny government. It wasn't supposed to be what we see today. The only reason it's so big is because they have a credit card system and they can keep borrowing and borrowing and hiring people and keep doing this. The founding fathers never wanted this. They wanted the people to coin their own money. They wanted the government very small, and they wanted tariffs to pay for all of this. That was the whole point of tariffs. And this is why Trump place tariffs on China, because he's showing you, look what we can do. We can place tariffs on them and we can use that money to help the farmers. Now, of course, the fake news was out there when he did this and said, oh, iPhones are going to go up to 1700. It's going to be a complete and utter disaster. People won't be able to afford anything. Well, you know what? Instead of worrying about that, go to the central bank, remove the central bank, remove what we have today, and you're going to see an economy like you've never seen before. And I do believe this is exactly what Trump and the Patriots are doing. They're prepping everything. They're laying the groundwork to actually build the base again so you can bring back these jobs, bring back manufacturing. Listen, they were able to take manufacturing jobs out of this country. You can bring them back, but you need to have certain things in place to enable this to happen. And yes, in the end, we have to get rid of the private Western central bank system, because just bringing the jobs back, it's going to be way too expensive to manufacture in here in the system that we're in today. But look what they're doing. They're setting it all up. Why? Because they know there's a crisis coming. They know in the end, once they have the framework all set up, everything in place, and we use this crisis to move away from the private Western central bank, what can happen? We can start rebuilding. And actually, when you get rid of the central bank, you could start rebuilding quite quickly. Doesn't mean that everything's going to come back, but you can create incentives to bring the companies back. You can make deals with them. Think about it. You remove the private Western central bank, which means the government is not borrowing money with interest attached, which means the tax burden goes way, way, way down. And do you think companies are going to want to come back? Absolutely. And I do believe this is all beginning to happen right now. And this is just the start. And this is going to continue on. And you're going to see a lot of things change that have to do with the economy. And in the end, the people, they're going to be watching this. They're going to understand this. Trump is going to give incredible solutions. And the people are going to say, okay, when the crisis hits, we're not going with the central bank. We're not going into the central bank digital currency. We see other alternatives. And you know something? We're going to pursue these alternatives. And I do believe the people in the House are going to be listening. And I do believe once other things happen where we remove some of the swamp in the Senate, I do believe we're going to see major, major changes in this country. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress from the new year. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, your hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. My skin has once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity by taking multi-collagen. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their new year sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com, and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about protecting your wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that gold is the best investment class for 2022. According to longtermtrends.net, gold has actually outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin for 2022. So what are you waiting for? Open a gold IRA or a silver IRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified IRA of $50,000. Can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. To get started, go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech, fake news, the puppet masters, They're struggling right now. Actually, every step of the way, they're feeling pain. And if you really look at it and you take a step back, everything that they did to Trump, everything that they pushed on Trump, remember, they were projecting all their crimes onto Trump. These things didn't really happen to Trump. They're actually happening to them right now. I mean, really think about it. If the House starts an impeachment process on Biden, well, doesn't that mirror what they did to Trump? But the difference is that Biden actually committed these crimes. Biden actually took classified documentation. He didn't have the authority to do this. Biden was actually working with Ukraine, where he actually was money laundering there. He was involved in the overthrow. And yes, there was a quid pro quo to get rid of the attorney general that was investigating Hunter. So everything that they were talking about Trump is now all coming back at them. And they can't escape this. Actually, if you really think about it, and you think about the Twitter files, you think about Durham, you think about the House investigations, you think about what's happening to Biden right now with the classified documentation, he is being boxed in every step of the way. And if you really look at it, you can see the entire plan now coming together. Trump is a very patient man. He needed to set certain things up. He needed things in place to go after these people. And certain things did take time because, remember, he wasn't going to go directly at them because their plan was to have him come directly at them where they could start a civil war. That was their plan. They wanted chaos in the streets. And they're going to continue to try to do this. But Trump, he's too smart for that. And I do believe the American people are way too smart for that. So Trump, he decided to take the long way around and decide, you know something? It might be the long way, but I'm going to wake a lot of people up along the way. I'm going to trap these people. I'm going to box them in because everything that they did, all the narrative that they created, I'm going to shift it and trap them in their own narrative. And this is exactly what he's doing. How long did it take for the deep state players to get his tax returns where they found nothing? We knew there was nothing there, but he did it on purpose. Think about Mar-a-Lago. We know that Scavino, he tweeted out or he truthed out, both of them at the same time, I do believe, a door with 45. They knew the raid was coming. He's baiting them in every step of the way. Why? Because he wants them to set up a narrative. He wants the people to see this. He wants them to squirm because he knows their playbook. If you know their playbook, can you trap them in all of this? Of course you can. Think about the borders. Think about Afghanistan. Think about Ukraine. Think about the economy. Think about everything that you're seeing. You think this is just a coincidence? No, it's exposing all of these people. Now, think of the pandemic. Think about election fraud. Remember, going back in time, if you asked anyone and you asked them if there's election fraud, people would say there was no such thing as election fraud. Our elections are on the up and up. They're transparent, and I trust them. Now, people, they're singing a different tune. They're saying, you know something, there's a lot of anomalies here. Things don't make sense. And it seems that there might be problems with the election. I don't know if I trust them the way I used to trust them. And yes, they see what's happening in other countries like in Brazil, and people are questioning this. This is about waking everyone up. It's about exposing the deep state. It's about exposing everything that they were doing to control the narrative. That is coming from Twitter. And Trump, he just sent out a message saying, yeah, guess what? We got them here. We need to take action on all these people. What are the consequences for everything that they've been doing? What are the consequences in creating a fake dossier where the FBI used a fake dossier to try to get FISA warrants? What are the consequences of Hillary Clinton creating a fake Alpha Bank hoax story? What are the consequences? What's the consequences for the news receiving a Pulitzer Prize pushing the Russia, Russia, Russia hoax? What's the consequences for that? What are the consequences for the CDC, the FDA, the fake news, the fake politicians, the corrupt politicians, I should say? What are the consequences for them actually pushing these unconstitutional mandates, locking people down, forcing people to get vaccines, and forcing this virus on the population, then trying to convince the population that this is a deadly virus and you need to inject yourself with something that has never been tested, that's experimental? What are the consequences for this? And actually, if you notice, all of this revolves around one thing: going after Trump and getting rid of Trump, because Trump stands in the way of getting to the people. And Trump, he's using everything against them. And now the narrative is shifting. It's going against them. And the people are waking up. The people are seeing, and the fake news, they can try to stay silent on this. They can try to spin it as much as they want, as you can see they're doing. It's going to fail in the end, because these people, these are the people that are treasonous. These are the people that committed crimes. These are the people that have done all these things. And the real documentation, the real facts, and the real truth, they are going to come to light, and the people are going to learn this, and the people will never, ever, ever forget any of this. That is the entire plan to destroy the deep state. And is it working? Absolutely. The people now are starting to see it all. The pieces are all coming together. It's not just a one-off thing. It's starting to build now, and it's building and building and building. And yes, Trump, in the end, with the help of the people, because they're all awake, we are going to destroy the deep state. The plan is working. Now, before we get to all that and get to Biden, who's continually lying, and the fake news lying about his classified documents, let's talk about what's happening with the airlines, because the airlines, it seems there's a huge problem around the country. They're fixing it right now. There are flights that are now allowed to take off, and they're flying. Some places still have certain problems. But all of a sudden, everything went down and everything was grounded. That is very interesting. And again, who's the transportation secretary? Oh, Pete Buttigieg. Oh, again, he's doing a wonderful job. But look at what his qualifications are for this position. It's almost like everyone that Biden brings in, nobody has any qualifications. They're just bringing in people just to bring in people. They're not really qualified to do this job. Charlie Kirk put this out, and he says, and this is on Twitter, "Remind me, one of Mayor Pete's reference qualifications to become DOT secretary was that he enjoys playing Ticket to Ride, a travel-themed board game." Really, think about that for a second. And think about what the FAA has been working on. Instead of making sure their systems are up and running, making sure that there's no problems, making sure we're guarded against cyber attacks, make sure that we are guarded about against anything that could happen, they're more worried about racial equity, inclusion, income inequality, environmental justice, and climate change. John Cardillo put this out, and he says, "If you're surprised that the FAA system went down this morning, grounding all domestic flights, you shouldn't be. Below are DOT and FAA's focus in the 2023 budget, and it has to do with racial equity, inclusion, climate change, environmental justice, and income inequality. So instead of worrying about that, which is absolutely meaningless, why don't we worry about the computer systems, keeping the flights in the air, and everything else? Because since they're diverted and doing other things, it seems that the airlines, they're becoming part of the third world nation." Rising Serpent put this out, and he's responding to Secretary Pete Buttigieg. And Pete Buttigieg says the following: "FAA has determined that the safety system affected by the overnight outage is fully restored, and the nationwide ground stop will be lifted effective immediately. I have directed an after-action process to determine root causes and recommend next steps." Rising Serpent responded to this and said, "Notice how he uses nonsensical corporate gobbledygook to obscure the fact that they have no idea why it happened." And at this point, they have no idea why this has happened. Actually, they're saying there's no evidence of cyber attack, but was there a bug? Was there something that could be detected? At this point, they really have no idea. Trump, he put this out on Truth Social. He said the following: "All flights have been canceled throughout the good old USA due to incompetence and the fact that we are now living in the equivalent of a third world nation. I'll talk about our obsolete airports all the time at our big America First rallies. We have no border, no energy independence anymore, no airports, no nothing. We do have massive inflation, rotten economy, rigged elections. Make America great again." And again, he's pointing out, look how bad everything is. Remember, all the money that they are sending over to Ukraine could be used here in the United States for the infrastructure. But that's not happening. And you're seeing the infrastructure completely break down right in front of your eyes. Now, the House, they are now creating resolutions to create committees to investigate a lot of the crimes and China. So they have a committee that is focused on China right now. And they have other committees, which is the weaponization of federal government. They have another committee, which they'll be looking at China. And yes, we're going to see more and more of these committees looking into the real issues in this country and the treasonous crimes of Joe Biden. And if you notice, without the tax returns, without the classified information, what would the committee be looking at? Yes, they would start to put information together showing that Biden was dealing with China. Yes, he was dealing with Ukraine and many other countries. But without his tax returns, without that, they wouldn't be able to go to the next step. And I do believe this is why Trump, the Patriots, decided to hold back the taxes from the very, very beginning. He knew there was nothing there. His taxes were perfect. He knew it was a nothing burger, but he held them back on purpose because he knew later on it was going to be needed to show not just Joe Biden, but many of the corrupt politicians how they are money laundering. Because without seeing their taxes, and I don't mean their personal taxes, which they say, hey, look, I only made $50,000 a year, but I'm living in a $14 million house, and I'm perfectly okay here. No, we need to look at their foundations, their corporations, their shell corporations, their family members. And now they have the ability to do all of this. Without that, we wouldn't have a real in-depth investigation into Biden, and people wouldn't be able to see the crimes that they have committed. Now, you can see the House, they're removing quite a number of people from different committees. Right now, Jerry Nadler, he's removed from the House Judiciary Committee. Remember, he was the one out in the street that told us that the 2020 riots, they were just a myth. But everyone could see that things were burning down and federal buildings were being destroyed. But he was removed from his committee. And we also see that Eric Swalwell, he's a little angry because he was removed from his committee. Think about it. All these individuals that were removed from the Intel committees, they're not getting any information anymore. They're blinded. They have no idea what's going on. They can't use it. They can't leak it to the reporters. They are trapped in all of this. So this is what Representative Eric Swalwell put out there. Byron, you strike me as an independent guy. If FBI repeatedly says that McCarthy claims are bullshit below, don't you think you should have a better reason than Dems did it to kick me off Intel? Otherwise, why shouldn't I throw you off yours when we retake the House? Well, first of all, who's believing the FBI? I mean, is he serious about this? The FBI used a fake dossier. They knew it was fake to get the FISA warrants. The FBI was in control in censoring people, violating the constitutional rights of the American people. The FBI was involved in manipulating the elections by using the Hunter Biden laptop and by using other methods. And they manipulated the elections where they knowingly knew that the laptop was real. And they lied to the American people. So why would anyone believe the FBI? Arthur Schwartz responded to Representative Eric Swalwell and said the following. Swalwell slept with a Chinese spy, no matter what he told the FBI. He hasn't told the American people that he slept with a Chinese spy. The Chinese government knows that Swalwell slept with their spy. They have proof. They can blackmail him. Swalwell knows this. He's being dishonest. And yes, he slept with a Chinese spy. And if you notice, people continually bring this up. Just like people are always continually bringing up the border and how bad it is, how there's an invasion, and they keep talking to Mayorkas, and Mayorkas is saying, everything's fine, the border's closed, what are you talking about? I don't see anything. I don't see anyone coming into this country. And then you show the cameras at night during the day, and you see thousands upon thousands of people coming into the border. Then, when Biden decides to finally go down to the border, they cleaned up the entire town, removed all the illegals. So I think the people are believing their own eyes and they're not believing Mayorkas. And we can see the House right now. They have filed articles of impeachment against DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. And I do believe they're going to be filing impeachment papers after this classified information with Biden because it's a national security threat. And of course, he's pretending that, hey, it was just an accident. I mean, anyone can do it. I didn't know they were there. Well, we'll be talking about that in just a sec because that's a complete and utter lie. But look what Marjorie Taylor Greene is about to do. She's seeking to defund this special counsel. And Greene called on the GOP to refuse to appropriate any funding to Merrick Garland's special counsel and defund any part of the DOJ acting on behalf of the Democratic Party as a taxpayer-funded campaign arm for the Democrats' 2024 presidential nominee. Now, they're looking at the Holman Rule. And what is the Holman Rule? Well, the Holman Rule is a rule in the United States House of Representatives that allows amendments to appropriations legislation that would reduce the salary of or fire specific federal employees or cut a specific program. The rule was first enacted in 1876 and rescinded in 1983. Isn't that interesting? So it looks like this is where they're trying to go, and they're going to try to do this. Now, is this going to work? We'll have to wait and see. We'll have to see if this actually works. I do believe it has to pass the Senate, and will the Republicans, will the D's actually go for this? We'll have to see, and we'll have to see how this all plays out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see that what's happening out in Brazil, the millions and millions of people are protesting, and we know that Lula, the criminal that's in government right now, has come down hard on the people that are protesting. And remember, these people are protesting peacefully, and they realize and they understand that the elections were fixed. They were rigged, just like here in the United States. This is why they're holding up a banner saying, we want the source code to all of this. Can we see the machines? And actually, I do believe if we're having an election and we're electing the leader of the country, I think the people have the right to see whatever the machines are doing. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if your New Year resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting your New Year's resolution is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extra carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the New Year sales ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That's ketowithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description box down below and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, are widespread food shortages next? It looks like it. At any moment, it feels like it's going to hit the fan. Are you ready? Do you have at least 3 months worth of food stocked up? If not, go to preparewithx22.com. You'll find new, lower prices from My Patriot Supply. Plus, save $200 on a 3-month emergency food kit and get free shipping. This kit gives you breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. Enough food for one person for 3 solid months. It provides 2,000 calories a day to keep you well fed. Save $200 per kit when you stock up now. My Patriot Supply is on your side. They're charging less to help families more. Make sure to get one kit per person so you don't run out. Go to preparewithx22.com right now and save $200 per kit. Your kits will ship fast and free. With the world on the brink of chaos, don't take chances. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com. And if they can't hand over the source code, we just don't use them. Why do we even need them? Why can't we just, on a local level, count the ballots? It's that simple. We've been doing it for hundreds and hundreds of years. Countries have been doing this for thousands of years. There's no problem in doing this. And I do believe we can continue to do this, and we don't need the machines. And what we need to do is we need to get rid of the swamp creatures that are pushing for these machines. Remember how the infiltration worked. They brought these people in. They brought in the machines so they're able to manipulate the elections. Now, things are starting to turn around. Remember what Trump announced, that all Republican governors, 27 states, let's get rid of the mail-in ballots, let's get rid of the drop boxes. So if you get rid of that, you get rid of all of that, all they have left is the Dominion machines. Isn't that interesting? So actually, this is chipping away at their cheating system. And I do believe a lot more has to be done. But when you look at Brazil, you can see they took about something like 1,200 people prisoner, and they didn't know where to put them. Paul Saron put this out on True Social and said, note about the political prisoners in Brasilia. Leftists always overreach. They arrested about 1,200 people, but they didn't quite have a place to put them. So they put them in a gymnasium, and the conditions are far from perfect, but way better than a real jail or prison. Also, oddly, they all have their phones and are broadcasting their plight. The families are together, children with their parents, illegal, immoral, unjust. In the image, prisoners pray and sing. And you can see them all there. It's absolutely unbelievable. They have no place to put these people. They really didn't break the law. They were protesting peacefully. And yes, they called in the stormtroopers. They tried to stop it. And people pushed back. And this is what happens when there's a dictator running everything. I mean, you can see it here in the United States. We have a dictator, and they were trying to push mandates. We have dictators like governors and mayors that were locking down people, completely unconstitutional, shutting down businesses. You could see the dictators. It's very, very clear right now. And people around the world, they notice the dictators, because once they start to push their agenda, you can see it very, very clearly. Otherwise, they try to blend in with the everyday person, wearing their suit, wearing their fancy clothes. And they pretend that, yes, we're just like you, until that event happens. And then all of a sudden, you see the other side of them. And I do believe a lot of people are starting to see this, just like they're starting to see Ukraine right now for really what it is. Because once again, Ukraine is a cesspool of the deep state players. Their biolabs are there, human trafficking, neo-Nazis, money laundering, you name it. And you know that they have to defend that area to the very, very end. The problem is they don't have the ability to bring in troops. Actually, if they did have the ability, I do believe we'd be in there already. And I'm talking about the full army, the Marines and every Air Force and everyone else bombing the hell out of Putin, and they would start a war. They don't have that ability. I don't believe they have the ability. All they have the ability to do is maybe bring in certain weapons. And we can see that Poland, they are transferring the Leopard tanks to Ukraine. We see the United States, they have brought in the Patriot missile systems. This is all they can do. Now, does Putin want the entire country? No. He wanted certain things. He wanted to get rid of the biolabs. He wanted the Russian areas, where those areas wanted to be with Russia. And he wanted to destroy the neo-Nazis that were in this country. And I do believe he is accomplishing all of this. But look what's happening out in Taiwan right now. The U.S. and Japan are set to agree on restructuring the U.S. Marine Force station in Okinawa, Japan, to give them more firepower and the stability to quickly respond if China attacks Taiwan. So the new strategy will arm the roughly 18,000 Marines deployed to Japan with missiles that can reach the Chinese mainland and increase their maneuverability if they are called upon to defend Taiwan. So are they building all of this up because something is going to happen in Taiwan? Remember, Trump, many, many months ago, he said, yes, China is going to do something with Taiwan. And I do believe that this is going to happen. Now, he didn't give a time frame, but I do believe if he said it, it's going to happen. I do believe this is all part of the plan. I do believe we're going to see scare events. And yes, in the end, I do believe certain leaders are going to call Trump in to actually negotiate peace. Because you know the D's aren't going to negotiate peace. The rhinos aren't going to negotiate peace. You know the central bankers, they want war. So you know that this isn't going to happen from any of those sides. So yes, I do believe that Trump, in the end, he will come in and negotiate peace. I do believe there are certain leaders that will probably ask for him in the end, and he will step up. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see that the pandemic is completely falling apart. The people aren't buying what Big Pharma is selling, and their entire strategy has completely fallen apart. Remember, they expected everyone in the world to be vaccinated. It didn't happen. Now the people aren't getting their boosters. It's completely falling apart. And what's very interesting, out in Germany, Lothar Wieler suddenly resigned as president of the Robert Koch Institute. The RKI is a German federal government agency responsible for disease control and prevention. Why is he jumping ship right now? That's very interesting. Because everything's falling apart? I do believe so. Now, there are more and more studies that are coming out showing that the vaccine affects the heart. Either they have myocarditis or pericarditis. But you can see that it's happening in the sport arena because the athletes, as they continually push themselves, they're putting a lot of strain on their heart. And I do believe this is exactly why we're starting to see this. But yes, there are other people that are just having heart attacks, dropping dead suddenly. And we come to find out that an Air Force Academy offensive lineman, Cadet Hunter Brown, he died suddenly while walking to class. Now, this is very interesting, and we'll have to see why he actually passed away. But this is very unusual to see all of this. But one thing that is good, we see that the Pentagon, they finally retreated on the Biden's military vaccine mandate. They're now saying, okay, the people in the military, they don't need to get the vaccine. Now, think about why they were pushing the military to get the vaccine. Well, look at the athletes right now. You think they knew something? Because soldiers, as they push themselves, especially in war, what happens if you had thousands of soldiers just dying suddenly on the battlefield? Can you fight a war? No, and I do believe this is exactly what they were trying to do. Because remember, in the beginning, what they did was they infiltrated the country. They infiltrated the Hollywood, the sports association, the FDA, the CDC, a lot of agencies in DC like the FBI, DOJ, and the rest. Corrupt politicians, they infiltrate from within to weaken the country. When the country's weak enough and they know they can overrun the country, especially if you weaken the military, if you give the military a vaccine and they die suddenly on the battlefield, you know that you have the upper hand where you can then take complete control of the country. And I do believe this is exactly what they were trying to do in the end, because remember their 16-year plan. Their 16-year plan was to go to war. Hillary Clinton was supposed to be president. They never expected her to lose. And they were going to bring us into a war, and they were hoping by infiltrating the country, making it weak, and doing all of these things, they'd be able to win and finally remove the Constitution. They've tried everything to remove the Constitution, and it has not worked. But now we see Representative Ana Paulina Luna. She has a plan to reinstate the service members' discharge for refusing to get vaccinated, and they're going to get paid. And this is very interesting. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, and this is coming from Kenekoa the Great on Twitter, Dr. Peter McCullough, back in July 2021, said the following. And just from these 5 points, we can see that this entire pandemic was the biggest hoax perpetrated on the entire world. Number one, he said, virus doesn't spread asymptomatically. Number two, stop testing asymptomatic people. Number three, natural immunity is robust and durable. Number four, COVID-19 is easily treatable at home. Number five, vax is obsolete and unsafe for human use. So right there, which I think we all knew going back in time, that this entire pandemic was created by a false PCR test, because if you notice from the very beginning, they were telling everyone to take a test. When do you ever take just a test to see if you have something when you're feeling fine? Does that make any sense? They knew the tests were faulty, false positives. They knew they were bringing it out over 40 cycles to pick up dead RNA. They knew that this would create the illusion. And remember, they love dealing in illusions. The illusion that we were in a pandemic. Then pay the hospitals. Anyone that dies, just take the test, the test that doesn't work, and we'll pay you money. Just report that they died from COVID. And this is exactly what they did. You know the pandemic wasn't what they said it was, because every single person who didn't get the vaccine would be dead right now. Because they didn't get it. They didn't get the vaccine. They didn't get the booster. But all these people are living. You know the people that are having the problem? The people that went along with Big Pharma. The people that went along with the dictators, the corrupt politicians. They're the people that are having the problem. And this is a very sad thing. And I do believe these people are starting to learn and understand what really happened to them. And this is why you see those people getting the boosters. The percentage of people, it's going down and down and down as time goes on, because they're learning, they're understanding, and they realize, I'm not doing this anymore. And a lot of people stopped at the first two doses and they didn't continue on because they started to realize there is something wrong here. The people are fighting back. The people are awake. The people are learning. Sometimes you got to go through some crap here before you start to really understand and how evil and devious these people really are, because they don't care about the people of this country. All they care about is control. All they care about is themselves and their agenda. They just see us as animals. They're just basically what they were doing with the vaccine was they're culling the herd. That's all they're doing. But we could see the people are fighting back all over the country right now. Out in Paris, Maine, there were two school board members that were recalled because they were pushing gender identity policies, and they tried to hide student gender transitions from parents. The parents are now awake. The parents are fighting back, and they're going to continue to fight back with everything that they have. Just like the new patriots in the House, they're going to be fighting back like we've never seen before. Matt Gaetz is out there already saying, listen, we're going to get the 14,000 hours of tape from January 6th, and we're going to release it. And we're going to show all the footage so the American people can understand what really happened on this day. Think about it. The Unselect Committee was doing an investigation, and they didn't release the tapes. They didn't investigate any of the people that were there, the people that were breaking windows, the people that were dressed all in black. They didn't investigate Ray Epps. Actually, they protected Ray Epps. They didn't investigate all those other people that were tearing down the barriers. They didn't investigate any of this because they are the ones who created all of this. That's why. And now we have people in prison for no reason. Actually, violation of the Constitution once again. Derek Evans on True Social put this out and said, at Real Donald Trump, As the federal capital, the Constitution grants the United States Congress exclusive jurisdiction over the district in all cases whatsoever. James Comer and Kevin McCarthy should release any prisoner held for a duration of time inconsistent with the standard criminal guidelines. In the case of the January 6th self-guided tour attendees, that is every last one of them. The Oversight Committee can take charge of the D.C. jails and release the January 6th political prisoners. And he's absolutely right. These people should be released immediately. What crimes have they committed? Now that we know that the FBI is involved in all these different things, we know the DOJ is completely corrupt, DHS is completely corrupt, they were violating the constitutional rights of the American people via the social media platforms, the FBI was using the Steele dossier knowingly, knowing that that was completely fake, and they went ahead and got the FISA warrants. At this point, with those people in prison just walking into the Capitol, there's no crime that was committed. Actually, we should be going after those people that were actually pushing them into the Capitol, saying, you must come up, you must move forward, you must do these things. We had the guy on the scaffold screaming through the bullhorn. Nobody knows who he is. Nobody knows where he is. How about all the people that brought down the barriers, like I said before? What about the people that were pushing people into the Capitol? Where are all these people? See, now we need to investigate the confidential human sources. Now we need to investigate the FBI. Now we need to investigate Nancy Pelosi, the Capitol Police. Now we need to investigate and get their emails, their text messages, and everything else. And I do believe a lot of this is going to be produced, and a lot of people are going to learn quite a bit, especially that there was Antifa there, neo-Nazis, the FBI was working with them, because now we know that these agencies, they're not working for the American people. They're working against the American people. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we can see what's happening out in Arizona. Carrie Lake is continually fighting, pushing the case up to the Supreme Court. And we've come to find out that Daniel Barr, who works for the DNC law firm Perkins Coie, will reportedly become Arizona Attorney General Chris May's new chief deputy. Well, can you see the corruption? Here's Perkins Coie once again. Remember, Mark Elias was pushing everything out in Arizona. Perkins Coie is a part of this. Carrie Lake tweeted this out and said, the corruption in Arizona is going to go into hyperdrive. And she's absolutely right. But I do believe in the end, as the case continually moves up, Carrie Lake has the proof. And all she needs is a... Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress from the new year. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, your hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. My skin has once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity by taking multi-collagen. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their new year sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com. And get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that gold is the best investment class for 2022. According to longtermtrends.net, gold has actually outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin for 2022. So what are you waiting for? Open a gold IRA or a silver RRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified RRA of $50,000. Can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. To get started, go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Real judge, not a corrupt judge, not a judge that's scared, a judge that will actually follow the rule of law, look at the evidence. And I do believe in time that is going to happen. I mean, think of what's happening with Ruby Freeman. The tapes came out, showed that, yes, there was fraud. She took the ballots from under the table, used it to up the count, and now it's completely falling apart. Remember, Joe Biden awarded these election workers with the Presidential Citizen Medals. Trump responded to all of this and said, Ruby, her daughter, and others who ran back into the counting room, grabbing the cases from under the skirted table and then back to their counting machines where they came from prior to hearing water main break, which never happened, have got a lot of explaining to do. I predict that this medal, at a minimum, will someday be withdrawn. We need honest elections and strong borders for our country to again be great. And he's absolutely right. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is it seems that Trump, he knew the playbook. He knew that Biden had classified information. and he baited himself. He said, listen, come after me. I know I've been cooperating with the FBI. You've been here to inspect my documents at Mar-a-Lago. And he actually wanted these people to come in and raid Mar-a-Lago. Actually, if you notice, he wasn't even there that day. He wanted the narrative to begin because he knew that Biden took certain documentation. Remember, everything that they do to Trump is everything that they have done. They project their crimes onto Trump. Now, Biden, as questions are being asked and he's trying to answer them and the White House press secretary is trying to answer them and she really can't answer them, he's saying that he's completely surprised about these boxes of classified documents. Well, once again, all of this is a lie. He knows exactly what he has. He knows exactly what he did. And they kept it from the public until after the midterms. He's had these documents for 7 years. Paul Sperry put this out and said, AG Garland cited Trump's entry into race and his boss Biden's plan to run again as reasons for naming special counsel to investigate Trump. He's now got a more direct conflict probing Biden for the same thing. Yet, he's not naming a special counsel for him. Why not? Well, they're going to try to blow this off. They're going to try to say, oh, it was an accident. I accidentally slipped that into the boxes. I didn't even know it was there. So it's a one-off thing. Well, that's not necessarily the case. Because Mike Davis put this out on Twitter. He said, Biden removed these stolen classified records twice. Before January 20th, 2017, left White House, after moving into new office in February 2018. Biden had these stolen classified records in his personal files. Garland must appoint a special counsel. Then we come to find out that all of a sudden, a second batch of classified documents has been found in a location accessed by Biden. So can he continue to use the excuse that he didn't know anything about it? Actually, when you commit a crime and you say, hey, by the way, I didn't know I was robbing the store. I didn't know I was killing the person. Does that type of reasoning actually work? No, it doesn't. You know what you're taking. You know what you have. It says it right on it, classified. You know exactly what you have. And as the vice president, you know that you don't have the authority to declassify. And he knew that he lost the election. And he knew he had the document, which means he knew that he was keeping it for a certain reason, to cover up his crimes, to cover up what he did. That's the only reason you take these things, so no one can find them. Why do you think the presidents take their declassified information and hide them in their library so nobody can see them? Why do you think there's files in the Delaware University where they're hidden and nobody can access them for Biden? Actually, Judicial Watch is trying to get that documentation, and they've been trying for a very long time. And so far, they had to sue to try to get this documentation. But how did they find the second batch? Well, Biden aides, they've been sifting through documents stored at locations beyond his former Washington office to determine if there are any other classified documents that need to be turned over to the National Archives and reviewed by the Justice Department. So wait a minute. Why are the aides looking for this information? Are the aides allowed to see classified information? No, they're not. They don't have the authority. How in the world are the aides looking for classified information? Actually, you might as well just send in the janitor. Shouldn't the FBI be collecting all of this information just like they did with Trump? Do they have the ability to actually view the classified information? No, they don't. They don't have the authority. Just like Biden's lawyer, he doesn't have the authority. So why wouldn't the FBI come in and actually raid all the different areas that Biden is? His house in Delaware, his vacation home, everywhere. Actually, maybe even his family members, all his offices. Because how are you leaving it up to the aides at this point? It makes no sense. This is where he's trapped in all of this. Paul Sperry put this out on Twitter. He said the following. One of the personal attorneys of Biden who discovered the top secret papers Biden kept at his private D.C. office was Dana Remus, who worked with Obama-appointed archivist David Fierro to review Trump's records. Remus left White House 1 month before discovering Biden's secret stash. Isn't that very interesting? Trump put this out on True Social. He said the following. Biden's documents are highly confidential. Many pertain to Ukraine, where Hunter was raking in the dough and funded by China, which gave $55 million to Biden through Penn and probably had easy access. Was the old crow's boss, China-loving Coco Chow, involved? Just asking, which means most likely, yeah, she probably was. Yes, they probably all knew about it. Yes, he probably sold secrets to China. And everything the deep state, the fake news have been doing where they're projecting all their crimes onto Trump, it is completely breaking down now. I mean, really think about the taxes. Think about the classified documents that are now showing up all over the place with Biden. Then think about Russia, Russia, Russia. Remember, they were on this for many, many years. There were Pulitzer Prizes being given out to news organizations and reporters for their incredible work, which was completely fake, phony, and false. All they did was collect the information from the intelligence community. They told them what to say, and they put it out there. But now look what the Washington Post is putting out there. Remember, they won a Pulitzer Prize for their coverage of the Russian collusion. So their article says the Russian influence operation on Twitter in the 2016 presidential election reached relatively few users, most of whom were highly partisan Republicans, and the Russian accounts had no measurable impact in changing minds or influencing voter behavior in the 2016 election. But here's the biggest problem. The theory of Russian collusion, supported and propagated by the FBI and many other establishment leaders, as well as Russian meddling, was used to justify a crucial lame duck decision from the Obama administration in January of 2017, right before Trump was sworn in. They made election infrastructure part of critical infrastructure, which gave oversight to the Department of Homeland Security. Look how they set things up to cheat to get rid of Trump in the end. Everyone's seeing this now? The very same DHS that has colluded with nonprofits to secure our elections at the local level on the federal government's dime through the CIS and EIISAC. So they created a fake Russia hoax to actually give the control to DHS where they would handle the critical infrastructure for the elections on the local level. This was planned out from the beginning. And this is how they're able to do a lot of their cheating. This is why the DHS is not doing anything. This is why they never find anything. It's because it's all part of their system. They're the muscle for the elections. The FBI is the muscle for the deep state where they control the narrative. Starting to put all this together and think about what Trump has been doing. He's been exposing every single part of this. And now he put out a video message letting everyone know it's time to destroy the deep state. And this is exactly what's happening. At every level, at everything that comes out, the deep state is feeling pain every step of the way. Every little thing that comes out, they have to explain. If you dumped everything all at once, it'd be too much for the people to understand. It'd be too much information. If you drip it out a little bit at a time and you have them, you know, front and center and they have to explain their actions, and when they explain it, you drop another bomb on them, they're feeling the pain every step of the way. And what are the people seeing? The people are seeing, wow, you just lied about the first thing where, okay, I didn't know about these documents. I'm going back to Biden with his classified document. I didn't know about these documents. Yeah, it's just a one-off thing. Don't worry about it. It's not that big of a deal. Now a second batch is found. Now what do you say? Yeah, they could spin it. And then you look at the DOJ. What are they doing? You're allowing aides to search through all the documents to find classified information? Isn't this a national security threat? I mean, where is everyone? That this is what the people are seeing. This is what the people are observing right now. And Trump, he put this message out. And he talks about the Twitter files. He talks about the deep state. He talks about how everything's going against them. Clandestine, before we get to the video, Clandestine put this out and said, important thread. Here's another iteration of Trump's pre-recorded statements to the American people. He brilliantly addressed the FBI coordination with big tech and the importance of the Twitter files. But what's interests me is this recording was done at the same time as the recording released on 12/15/2022, and they held on to it until now, suggesting they have a premeditated timeline that coincides with the Twitter files, meaning Trump has a plan and Elon is likely in on it. Yes, they do have a plan. Yes, you can see it unfolding now. And Trump, in this video, he's laying it all out for you. Take a listen.
The now famous Twitter files have proven beyond all doubt that the corrupt officials at the FBI have been coordinating a massive censorship, surveillance, and propaganda campaign against the American people and, frankly, against me. In the most recent and notorious example, the FBI worked to stop the truth from being told about the Biden family's criminality. They worked so hard to stop it from coming out and the corruption prior to the 2020 election. They didn't want any bad information to come out about the Biden family. The fix was in. The election was rigged. But the censorship of the laptop from hell is only the beginning of the story about the weaponization of government against free speech. We must have free speech in our country. We must have a fair and free press. As recent reporting shows, the FBI and other rogue agencies have been systematically colluding with former national security officials placed in high positions at Twitter and very likely other companies to advance their censorship regime, which is really, in this case, to steal an election. This anti-American effort, and a very illegal effort at that, has been working to silence dissenting opinions on COVID and crucial issues on public health and on the election and elections in the future. They suppress doctors and health experts who dared to question approved public health narratives. They censored voices who criticized school closures, lockdowns, and mandates. And they even banned people simply for stating proven scientific facts. And anything bad about China, they didn't want out. But anything bad about Biden and the Biden crime family, and that's what it was, just look at the laptop from hell, they didn't want that coming out under any circumstances. What they wanted coming out was anything bad about your favorite president, me. Anything bad about Trump, put it out, even if it's not true. But this all had nothing to do with science. This had nothing to do with saving lives. It had everything to do with politics or a sick ideology. This was about government working with powerful corporations to seize power over you, the American people. And we can't let that continue. The Twitter files prove that we urgently need my plan to dismantle the illegal censorship regime, a regime like nobody's ever seen in the history of our country, or most other countries for that matter, to prosecute the perpetrators for their crimes and to restore free speech for all Americans. So important. We need a free press. We need free speech. We need fair elections. And we need borders. The new Congress should immediately hold hearings to investigate the role of the FBI and other federal agencies in censoring lawful speech. Congressional leaders should promptly issue subpoenas in furtherance of this goal. The revelations also highlight why my proposal to end the revolving door between the deep state, and there is a deep state indeed, I wasn't a believer, but everybody's a believer right now, and the tech tyrants is so important. There must be a 7-year cooling off period before any employee of these powerful agencies is allowed to take a job at a major platform. When I'm president, we will take back our freedoms. We will take back our country.
Trump has trapped all of these people in their own narrative. They are trapped in all this, and there's no escape, because this is just going to get worse and worse as time goes on. You think these are the only bombshells that are going to be coming out? No. Remember, the Patriots, they know the playbook of the deep state. If you know the playbook, you allow the deep state to do what they do best. Let them continually come after Trump. He baits them in. He makes them push a certain narrative. Then he drops the bomb. And with everything that's coming out from Twitter, everything that's coming out with the classified documents that have to do with Biden, everything that's going to be coming out with Fauci, with the pandemic, everything that's coming out about election fraud, everything that will be coming out with the House, all of this is going to actually surround the deep state, and it's going to destroy them in the end. Trump is not just about arresting a certain number of people. He's about exposing their system and bringing down the entire corrupt system. And this includes the Federal Reserve. And we could see that everything is in play now. Everything is moving according to plan. And this will continue. Every step of the way, Trump is going to inflict pain on them. One bombshell after another. And there is no escape from any of this. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot. Let's talk about our health. If you started to notice an increase in the appearance of wrinkles, fine lines, bags under your eyes, or other usual signs of aging, it might be more than just stress from the new year. Your collagen levels could be low. As you've gotten older, you may have also found that your nails are more brittle, your hair is thinner, and skin isn't as strong, which can all be related to declining collagen production. My skin has once again regained its youthful glow, hydration, and elasticity by taking Multi-Collagen. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before their new year sale ends by going to healthwithx22.com. That is healthwithx22.com, and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Noble Gold Investments is pleased to let you know that gold is the best investment class for 2022. According to longtermtrends.net, gold has actually outperformed the S&P 500, Dow, and Bitcoin for 2022. So what are you waiting for? Open a gold IRA or a silver RRA with Noble Gold Investments this month and receive a free quarter ounce American Gold Eagle coin with every qualified RRA of $50,000. Can't go wrong with Noble Gold Investments and their thousands of five-star reviews. To get started, go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com. Remember, there's always a risk of loss, and past performance is not indicative of future results. Let's talk about our health. A recent survey reveals that if your New Year resolutions revolve around weight loss, half of all Americans are with you. One of the easiest ways I recommend jumpstarting your New Year's resolution is with the amazing keto powder. This substance helps you tap into many of the weight management benefits of being in ketosis, even without the need for extra carb restrictions or having to go through the infamous keto flu. I want you to try it as well and experience the amazing effects it had on me. Get a bag today for 51% off, plus receive several free bonuses before the New Year sales ends by going to ketowithx22.com. That's ketowithx22.com, or simply click the link in the description box down below and get ready to look your best this new year. Let's talk about being prepared. Friends, are widespread food shortages next? It looks like it. At any moment, it feels like it's going to hit the fan. Are you ready? Do you have at least 3 months worth of food stocked up? If not, go to preparewithx22.com. You'll find new, lower prices from My Patriot Supply. Plus, save $200 on a 3-month emergency food kit and get free shipping. This kit gives you breakfast, lunches, dinners, drinks, and snacks. Enough food for one person for 3 solid months. It provides 2,000 calories a day to keep you well fed. Save $200 per kit when you stock up now. My Patriot Supply is on your side. They're charging less to help families more. Make sure to get one kit per person so you don't run out. Go to preparewithx22.com right now and save $200 per kit. Your kits will ship fast and free. With the world on the brink of chaos, don't take chances. Go to preparewithx22.com. That is preparewithx22.com.